This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
We're all set. Cocked, locked, hour number two of a USA Prepares class. I was just getting an update just as the second hour was beginning. And we have a family member who was in the throes of dying from COVID. And it looks like the health workers delivered COVID to a family member. And this week we lost a dear friend, neighbor. He got jabbed, and he died of a heart attack. It's pretty serious. Pretty serious. And it continues. It continues. And so I don't think there's any family that hasn't experienced COVID, and I have a feeling that, you know, what we used to say was, yeah, we keep hearing about COVID, and do you know anybody who actually has it? And now, over three-quarter years later, it's hard to find a family who hasn't had someone die from COVID or the injections. Bert's with us. Welcome, Bert.
Hey, Vince. I was going to say happy Friday, but we don't have a lot of good things to report. We are USA Prepares, so we are trying our best to prepare people for what they may face. And, today's not a good day. We got those severe flooding that we had seen in Texas has moved eastward in Louisiana and Mississippi now getting hit, and it's moving east. And so a lot of, really bad weather over there. And as we speak, Vince, unfortunately, the stock market is down over 500 points. The Federal Reserve Chairman just spoke, and I can kind of decode what he said. He said interest rates are going higher, a lot higher. If you think we were bluffing before, or if you think we were going to pause, we're not. Inflation needs to be quelched, and we're raising interest rates, and the market's always hoping for, for whatever reasons, we can get into it on another class. Stock markets always like low interest rates. That's been true for over 100 years, for better or for worse, and they certainly didn't like the speech today. And interest rates are going higher, Vince, and so that's something class needs to prepare for, whether it's how you've set up your home mortgage, or whether you're thinking about borrowing more money on any type of a variable interest rate that might go up, those kind of things. They are going up. Unfortunately, they're going up because we have inflation, which was basically from out-of-control spending that we had over the past 2.5 years. I mean, arguably a lot longer than the past 2.5 years, but at a pace really unheard of. I mean, we spent money even greater than we did getting out of the 2008 financial crisis for COVID. It was a mistake. We obviously can see now it was a mistake, one of many mistakes that were made during COVID. But this one, Vince, it's textbook. You spend that kind of money recklessly and keep interest rates at near zero, at least, borrowing from the central bank near zero during the whole period, and just spend money. I was going to say as a drunken sailor, but I don't think drunken sailors spend money like that. You're going to get inflation, and that's what we're facing. And there's really no way around it. You got got to suffer some pain in order to cure it, and that's what's going on right now. And the stock market's simply reacting to that reality, Vince. So we have that going on, and then if that's not enough, Vince, we talk about this, but we're here to get prepared. There's another CME hitting the Earth, coronal mass ejection, and there's talk around NASA that it could be some more big events coming, so we need to get prepared for that, both things you can do in your home and things that the country needs to do to harden the power grid. So a lot on the plate for today. Unfortunately, I wish there were some better things to talk about. I know, I guess I can throw out there that tomatoes are in season, so a lot of people that have their homegrown vegetable gardens are having a lot of delicious tomatoes now, but that, unfortunately, Vince, that pales in regard to a lot of the news that we're hitting with today.
Well, in our garden, tomatoes and peppers, at the most, 25% of our normal yield. So we're enjoying that 25%, but it's way, way lower than we would normally get because of the heat and the ultraviolet. It's just from the sun. It is just beating up the plants. And, you know, Bert, you're talking about inflation and this reckless spending by both the current president and the previous president. I mean, both were out of control.
That's
spending,
correct,
handing money.
That's correct, Vince. We're not trying to pin it on any one party. It started under the last administration, crazy spending. And, you know, it's sort of like, well, once they had the green light, the next administration just, you know, doubled and tripled everything. So, mm-hmm. Yes.
Well, the point that I'm making is that families, even though there was this reckless spending of taxpayer money, if you want to call it money, by both administrations, even though that happened, there are 1 in 6 households right now that are behind on their electric bills. So that tells me that people are hurting. 1/6 of the American households can't seem to pay their electric bill. And electricity is really, really, really important. So is food and so is shelter. So if you think about it, nobody in their right mind wants to get their electricity shut off in this unbearable heat wave. And no one in their right mind wants to get their electricity shut off this winter. So people want to pay their electric bills to keep that electricity flowing. So I believe it's real. I believe it's because they can't pay their electric bills. So the next thing is to increase interest rates, which will drive costs up for manufacturers, which will cause higher prices, which will cause people to buy fewer things, which will cause less employment. Did I get that right? I mean, that's what they taught me in school.
Yeah. No, that's, you know, if there's any time that basic economics has been proven correct, I mean, the most basic paradigms about, you know, what goes up, what goes down, what leads from what, it's right now. I mean, this is textbook economics 101 going on right now. You know, you can't call it, you know, it's not even getting into, you know, Keynesian and Smith and Chicago School and Austrian School. I mean, that stuff's all advanced course. I'm talking elementary economics 101. You spend crazy money like this, you're going to get inflation. And you hold interest rates abnormally low, and you're going to have inflation. And I won't even get into quantitative easing and what that does. That artificially lowers long-term rates by basically monetizing the debt. I mean, when you basically buy back bonds, what you're doing is, in a nutshell, it's basically equivalent to printing out money like a banana republic. So we were doing that as well. And that set long-term interest rates artificially low. So the combination of all those things, the spending, the low short-term rates, the low long-term rates, I won't even say economics 101. I think that's the first class of economics 101 when you're sitting in listening to the basics from the professor. So unfortunately, Apparently, the Federal Reserve was late to act for whatever reason. They, you know, I can say, Vince, they always are. And so we're facing the ramifications now, and we don't, you know, we don't want inflation to just go crazy like, you know, Venezuela or, you know, Germany in the 1930s and or 20, you know, late 20s, early 30s. So we, you know, there's no free lunch, Vince. I think we can say that.
Bert, you earned the same degree that I earned. And I'm talking about the master's in business degree, MBA. And I want to ask you, I guess I'm going to put you on the spot, but I was never taught this term in my bachelor's degree in finance and economics, nor my master's degree in finance and economics. And I'm willing to bet that you've never been taught this term either in your 6 years or plus of education, higher education. Herd disbursement. Have you ever heard that term, herd disbursement?
No, I haven't.
Yeah, neither did I. And I didn't really want to put you on the spot, but I wanted to put you on the spot because that's a term we weren't taught, class, in a higher level of education in economics and finance. Herd disbursement. And that deals with animal herds. And herd disbursement is when farmers give up. They give up because they can't make it go. They have figured out that there is no way they can survive. So they sell the entire herd. And it's like the worst possible thing they could do. It's like selling the goose that lays the golden egg. Because if you have a herd, you can make more cows. And you can sell those more cows. But if you sell the herd, you can't make cows. So you're cooked. Herd disbursement is going on right now. I introduced that term this week in class, right here. Farmers are giving up. They're selling their entire herds. Now, it's unlikely that a buyer is going to buy an entire herd from a farm. So what happens is the auctioneers at the cattle markets will break up the herds and they'll say, okay, let's sell this group of heifers. 400-pound heifers. Let's sell this group separately of 800-pound cows. Let's sell this group of white cows, this group of red cows, this group of tan cows, this group of black cows, this group of cows with horns. They'll break them up so that a buyer can buy, you know, with 6, 8, 10 cows that are all similar and bring them back to his farm. But a herd disbursement is a liquidation. It's like the last ditch. And I just wanted to tell you, I was wrong. I said that cows were bringing, you know, this is a few months ago, $1.60 to $1.80 per pound for good quality cows, nice looking cows, healthy cows. And I said that cows that were thin, lean, hungry, thirsty, cows that couldn't be fed on the farms that were brought to sale because they couldn't be fed, those cows were selling for 60 cents a pound. Well, I was wrong. It's now 50 cents a pound.
Wow.
It can't be done. It can't be done. A 1,000-pound cow is selling for less than a puppy. Think about that. That's where we are. We're looking at famine.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
One in three adults has prediabetes. One in three. That means it could be you, your football buddy, your football buddy, or you, your best man, your worst man, you, your dog walker, your cat jogger. While one in three adults has prediabetes, with early diagnosis, prediabetes can be reversed. Take the risk test at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its Prediabetes Awareness Partners.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Bert, did you say that we are in a CME right now, or are we going to be?
Looks like we're going to be. There's some more flare activity, and basically, let's see, I'm looking right now. Last 24 hours, sun is at moderate levels, but there was a CME emitted yesterday, and it's expected to reach Earth on the 29th. So this one's a little slower than usual. They go anywhere from 2 days to 4 days. So this is a four-dayer. And so that's Vince, a little back of the envelope, August 29th. That sounds like Monday. So do I have that right?
here's why I'm asking, Bert.
Monday.
August 29th is Monday.
Yeah.
The reason I'm asking is I've got the curtains closed in the studio, and they're lined curtains. They're white on the outside, so if you look through the window, you just see white. There's a printed fabric on the inside, so there are two layers, and it's really I can feel the solar rays coming through the curtains right now. It's the sun is aimed at the windows. And I've got the monitors facing the curtain, so I, under normal circumstances, I can leave the curtains open and I can look out the window at the cows while I'm broadcasting. Well, the solar rays are so hot right now, I can't do that. I feel like I'm being drilled through my skin. That's why I asked if we are currently receiving this CME.
Doesn't
it's really
like
hot.
It. Yeah, it doesn't look like events. Hey, Vince, okay. I did another quick calculation during break here. You mentioned how a lot of Americans not being able to afford their electric bill. So I did a rough calculation. If we say there's 100 million households in the United States and the average electric bill is $100 and then times that times 12 months, I come out with electric bills for every household in the country for a year of $120 billion. So that's a lot. But to put that in perspective, the I don't want to call it a bill because it's not a bill. The, whatever it is the president just announced to forgive student loans is projected to be anywhere from $500 to $700 billion in cost. So basically, for around a fifth of that, the government could pay every household's electric bill for a year. And I'm not saying they should do it because obviously these kind of things are just feeding the fire of inflation. But if you talk about where could $500 billion be better used and help the most people, I think everybody would appreciate having their electric bill paid for a year. How many people really, you know, what does it really do to help the economy to pay off student loans for, you know, and I know a lot of them are people who are hurting, but a lot of them are also people that probably were attempting to get degrees. And remember, half the people going to college don't even graduate, but getting degrees in things that didn't have useful jobs. Whatever. Some of them have useful jobs, lawyers, doctors, whatever. Paying off $500 billion of those loans versus paying the electric bill for every household in the country for the next year, which do you think would do more good for society and for the people? Obviously, it's a rhetorical question, Vincent. I don't think we should do either, unfortunately, because either one is going to make inflation even higher, which hurts everybody. But I just wanted to throw that out to class to put things in perspective.
Tell me what I'd like to see, Bert. I'd like to see the government help small businesses get started. As a matter of fact, I came up with a proposal for our county. And our county has a revenue stream that just keeps on going. And the county bought a hospital campus on a lot of acreage at the intersection of two highways. And so I proposed, and the hospital was unused. No activity. So they had to mow the lawn. I mean, it's a huge lawn. And so I propose that each hospital room be converted into a business incubator. And at the intersection of the hallways, there would be secretarial services because the phone system was there, the cafeteria was there, the heating system was all there. It was a beautiful, sprawling complex. I'll tell you a little bit more when we come back.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
As we deal with the recession, Fed Chairman Jerome Powell from the Jackson Hole Symposium moments ago. The labor market is particularly strong, but it is clearly out of balance, with demand for workers substantially exceeding the supply of available workers. Inflation is running well above 2%, and high inflation has continued to spread through the economy. While the lower inflation readings for July are certainly welcome, a single month's improvement falls far short of what the committee will need to see before we are confident that inflation is moving down. So, we are moving our policy stance purposefully to a level that will be sufficiently restrictive to return inflation to 2%. At our most recent meeting in July, the FOMC raised the target range for the federal funds rate to 2.25% to 2.5%, which is in the summary of economic projections range of estimates of where the federal funds rate is projected to settle in the longer run.
USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Twitter, with all the turmoil surrounding the social media platform, announced it will begin podcasting, offering the long-form programming on Twitter. The redesign introduces personalized hubs for users called stations that group content together based on different topics, such as news, music, sports, and more. The recommendation that you will see will be based on themes and people that you follow. A new series on Hulu is lying to America when a series about boxing champ Mike Tyson's life on the streaming platform was advertised as endorsed by Mr. Tyson. Here's Mike on Newsmax overnight.
They lied on a few occasions telling people that it was my show so they can get free advertisements and use somebody's property. They also used the UFC to try to allow them to promote their movie, and Dana said he's not with that at all. They're charlatans and he didn't want to have nothing to do with them. Listen, how do they expect to have a relationship with entertainers when they're stealing money from them? They're not offering them to pay them for their life story. It's just a bit, man, listen, this whole big scenario is just a bunch of charlatans trying to get their names in the paper. I hope they enjoy themselves. I hope, hey, whatever happens, happen. I'm just very grateful that I'm here talking to you.
The last weekend of the preseason in the National Football League continues tonight with four games. I'm Lance Pry, and we are USA Radio News.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Watch it. It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Watch it. God, you're
take my.
When you go to
the
for
2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Benelli.
So there was this abandoned hospital, and the county owned it. The county bought it for a song, I mean, very little money. And let's say it had 50 rooms. So I approached the county in a public meeting, and I said, I've got a plan. I'd like to share it with you. And the plan is to take those, let's say, 50 hospital rooms and turn each one of them into a business. And at the intersection of the two hallways, we would have common secretarial support. We'd have high-speed internet because it runs along the highway. And we could have an internet developer there. We could have small businesses that wanted to start up, and we'd give them a room. They would have an address and a parking space, and they'd have heat, and the county would support these business startups. I could volunteer, and I will volunteer, to run this whole thing and teach people how to be entrepreneurs and start their own business. So each room of the hospital would be a business incubator cell, okay? Free rent initially, and free support from volunteers. So volunteers from all over the county would teach people parts of business. So these young people, whoever wanted to start their businesses, could start their businesses. And I said, I need an hour to discuss it at the next monthly meeting. They said, no, we're only going to give you 5 minutes or 15 minutes. And I said, I can't do it. It will take me a whole week to put together the proposal, and you're going to have a lot of questions on how this would all work, and I'm going to need an hour. And they said, no, we can't give you an hour. And I said, no deal. And I left.
Yeah.
That is how stupid people are. And Bert, you remember those days, I'm pretty sure, because I called you and I said, hey, Bert, I have an idea for a business, and that is to develop a world-class electronic fence charger to contain cattle. And this fence charger, if there's a failure and you install this on the north fence line or the south or the east or the west fence line on your farm, and if it fails, it calls you. It calls you up and says, we have a failure. So you know to run out and fix the fence charger before the cows get out. Do you remember me calling you about that?
Yeah, no, I do. Vince, the fact is small businesses are the lifeblood of the country. All job growth in the United States is from small businesses. Medium businesses, they're about, even. And large businesses are actually net loss of jobs, because the way it works is, bigger companies buy out the little guys at some point, and they improve efficiencies and they shed jobs. So all the growth, I don't mean, most of it, all the growth in our jobs and our economy is from small business. And Vince, your story reminds me, there was a really smart man I remember. He said something more or less to the fact, if you give a man a fish for a day, you'll feed him for a day. If you teach a man how to fish, you will feed him for a lifetime. I might not have that completely right, but I remember a really smart man saying that once. And that's also
I heard the same story.
Small business.
I heard the same story. Many of us have heard that story. It's absolutely true. And by the way, that's why you are here today, why Greg was here today, and, Kathy and Kyle and Rich and Gwyneth and Sergey and Dr. Norm Shuley and Captain John Reagan. That's why we're here, to teach you how to fish. Not that we compare to the originator of saying that, but we're doing our little part to teach people how to become self-sufficient so they can stand on their own, so they won't be dependent on everybody else for every other thing. But I wanted to just read very quickly. I wrote this, I added this to the book at 5 Minute University, and there's a chapter on sayings, and this one is attributable to me. I wrote this. Quote, if you tell the truth, you better find a new line of work. End quote. What am I talking about? I'm talking about people who are in the following areas. And there's just a few. This is the tip of the iceberg of professions. So if you tell the truth, you better find a new line of work. If you're in advertising, accounting, if you're a salesman, a politician, if you're in the police department, if you're a mayor, if you're manufacturing food, if you're in the waste disposal company, if you're in telecommunications, if you bottle olive oil and everyone else. Because even olive oil bottlers are taking olive oil and diluting it with other oils.
Yeah, Vince, I think you forgot number one. I know you had salesmen there, I think, but... did you accidentally forget lawyers?
No, okay. But I did say, yeah, lawyers. Lawyers would be number one. Well, I don't know. It's like neck and neck between lawyers and politicians, of which many politicians are lawyers.
Yeah, of course.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Vince, class was intrigued when we briefly touched on right to fix and jailbreaking. And I wanted to continue on that because there's some, you know, you talk about teaching people to do things. Well, right now there's something called jailbreaking where they're teaching farm owners with farm equipment how to break into the electronics of their own John Deere tractor so they can fix their own possession, their own tractor. So a lot of electronic hackers have created what's known as SIC codes. And they found out that during the rebooting of a John Deere tractor, you can do something, and I'm not going to tell you what it is because we don't want John Deere coming down on us with any specific knowledge, but you can look it up or talk to someone that knows how to do this, and you can get into your John Deere tractor to find out what the heck is wrong with it, and maybe that can help you repair your own possession. So that's something going on right now with a lot of farmers because, frankly, they don't have, you know, the thousands of dollars the authorized repair shops want to just get in and look at what it is before they even give you the estimate. And, you know, it could be something simple. Vince, you know that. You talk all the time about how to do simple repairs, whether it's your automobile, your farm equipment, or other, you know, mechanical items, you know, your air conditioner. How do you replace $5 capacitor in your air conditioner to give it another 5 or 10 years of life? So same thing's going on, but on much bigger scale, where we're talking thousands or tens of thousands of dollars when you're talking about your John Deere tractor.
Let me just give you one quick example of what you're saying, exclamation point. So if you have a Chevrolet pickup truck, and it's, let's say, a 2004, 2005, 2006, and you have climate control, meaning you have air conditioning and heat, if you have the old-fashioned basic type like I have, the control for that, the temperature control, the resistor pack, is $43. If you have the one, the fancy one, which I do not have, which you just set the temperature and it just takes care of everything for you, that resistor pack is $169. 4X. 4X. So the more complexity, the more you have these machines do things for you that you could do, the more it's going to cost to fix them. The more complicated they are, the more opportunity for those things to break. And with these John Deere tractors, they are so sophisticated that the average farmer has no clue as to what to do. The light comes on and says service, meaning call somebody. As a matter of fact, the new trend is to have the machine make the phone call for you, so you don't even have to do that. It will schedule the guy to come out to your field to fix your tractor that you can no longer fix because they're so complicated. I don't have any of those tractors. And what's happening, Bert, as a consequence of the inability of farmers to repair their own equipment the way they used to.
Yeah.
You know, farmers have welders. They have all kinds of machines to repair their machines. That's what we have. Well, what they're doing is they're looking for older equipment. Farmers
Absolutely.
Want the older tractors,
yeah.
And older tractors now cost a lot more than they used to because the farmers have figured out that they've been duped and conned by these big agri-machine manufacturers. Back to you.
Yeah, well, there's an article in Wired magazine, so that's one of the computer magazines, and basically they say exactly that. And I'll quote right from the article, quote, farmers prefer the older equipment simply because they want reliability. They don't want their stuff to go wrong at the most important part of the year. That's what we should all want as well. We want farmers to be able to repair their own stuff for when things go wrong. And now that means being able to repair or make decisions about the software in their tractors. So, you know, with some of this now, hacking, and, you know, it is hacking, but let's say good hacking that's occurred, it may open up some newer version tractors for farmers to be able to buy. They may not be able to do it their own. They may need their son or their grandson or daughter to get in there and you know, connect the laptop or cell phone or whatever small computer. computer you have connected to your car so you can get in there and see the codes and see what's the matter. But, you know, this may allow now, finally, farmers to be able to do that. Unfortunately, you know, the deer is now saying, and I don't know where this stands legally, but they're now coming out trying to say, well, you know what, when you just bought that new tractor, we've changed the fine print, and actually you just own a perpetual license to use it. We retain ownership to the tractor. So you're violating your contract by doing this because, oh, did you notice paragraph 4 here? You can't get in and get those codes on your own. It's violating your contract. And by the way, we own the tractor, so we might be coming and taking it from you. So they're trying to pull that off. Hopefully that can be challenged in court or wherever. But that's, I guess it's a big profit center for deer. But, you know, it shouldn't be. It should be selling the equipment, right? So
our son went to a presentation. Our son is a farmer, and he lives here at the farm with us, and he's an adult. He is a mechanic, and he went to the university to learn how to be a better farmer. And there was a presentation that John Deere made to people who were in the farming agricultural curricula of this particular university. And the representative from John Deere, wearing a John Deere shirt, and it said John Deere colors, all that, said, and I'm paraphrasing, we're not an iron company. Now, what does that mean? It means, you know, we don't consider ourselves a manufacturer of machinery. We consider ourselves an information company. Now, think about that. That ties in with exactly what you just said. So John Deere is letting the farmers know that they're really not buying, you know, plows and implements and tractors. They're buying a company that will help them with the information. So I believe that many of the new tractors, the large ones, have GPS sensors and communications equipment. So these large John Deere tractors, you can map out the field, and it'll just drive itself, and you can kind of just sit there, you know, for the ride while your field is being processed for planting or tilled or plowed. But all that requires sensors and communication. So if you don't think John Deere knows
where
your tractor is...
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Hey Bert, have you ever been on a riding lawnmower / tractor? You know, where you have a seat and a steering wheel. Have you ever operated one of those? A small, you might use it for, you know, an acre of grass. Have you ever done that?
Yeah, my uncle had a. You're talking about a lawnmower, right?
Yeah, like they're called garden tractors. Sometimes they're called, you know, riding tractors. But I'm talking about, you know, something like, a 42-inch cut, something like that, or a 36-inch, you know, mower, belly mower under. Okay, so, all right, well, so all of the, I'm reading Bob Vila's website, and Bob Vila, and he says, the best John Deere lawn tractors of 2022. And then it has a gas tank of twice the size of our 1960 Cub Cadet. 10 horsepower. So they had like a 1.1 gallon gas tank. Well, now they have like a 2.4 gallon gas tank because they need it. Same size mower deck. The old Cub Cadet has a manual transmission, a 3-speed, forward, one reverse with a clutch, and 10 horsepower. So the new ones have almost twice as much horsepower or more, and all the new ones have power steering. Bert, did you ever think that when you were riding that lawnmower, gosh, I wish this had power steering.
No. Actually, it was fun to drive, but you don't want power steering on something that small.
Right, and what I'm saying is the complexity is, and Bob Vila thinks that these are great. I got to tell you, Bob, I work on John Deere equipment, and it's not like we don't have John Deere equipment. We have three John Deere tractors here. Of different sizes, and they're all old, and they're pretty good. But the new ones, I've worked on some new John Deere equipment, and it's miserable, absolutely miserable. And I've worked on some John Deere lawn tractors, you know, the kind that we're talking about mowing the yard. They are cheesy, and they're hard to fix, and they don't wear very well. They don't last very long. So I don't know what Bob Veal is talking about. Maybe he wants to come on the air with me, and we can discuss, you know, what he knows about fixing John Deere lawnmower tractors. Back to you.
Yeah, Vince, real quick, we've had some questions from class that we hadn't quite answered, so let me try and fit a couple of them in. One was a gentleman asking about 3G device obsolescence. So unfortunately, a lot of older cell phones that had 3G capability are just not going to work on the current network because the way the network's configured, they just don't, operate back into those standards. Won't get into all the technical reasons, but they just won't. Now, you have a couple options besides getting a new phone. You can just use it on Wi-Fi because, a lot of phones can be set so you can either receive calls or just send messages and go on the Internet and do all kinds of things just using Wi-Fi. And, of course, the Apple phone version of calling people will work over Wi-Fi. You don't need a 3G cellular network to do that. Where it really hurts, Vince, is a lot of people put little 3G modules in for things to add cellular network connectivity. The one that comes to mind, probably the most critical, is burglar alarm systems. They wanted to, not have to depend on a landline, which a lot of people don't have anymore. So they put these 3G, cellular modules, but they were 3G, if you go back 10 years, into your burglar alarm. And a lot of those will not operate now. And so that affects the ability of your alarm to call in to the central station. And then the other critical area where they put a lot of these modules was your car. And a lot of automobiles, they don't have the ability to connect. There's different services that your car might have had, 911 service, different kind of things, calling for help. Those things won't work because the cellular module doesn't work. So the car manufacturers are trying to get that corrected and in some cases fixing it even if your car's out of warranty. But it's really a case-by-case, brand and model-by-model. So you can check with your manufacturer if you're concerned about that. So that answers one question. And Vince, we've had lots of questions about hydrogen-powered cars. And let me say, there's not really any such thing as a hydrogen engine per se. What they really do is they use hydrogen to power an electric generator, and then underneath that you have an electric car. And most important of all, for people to realize that hydrogen has to be manufactured. You don't get it out of the air. It's not like a breatharian or something that gets the energy from the air. It has to be manufactured, and that manufacturer of the hydrogen typically uses electricity or natural gas. And even if it uses electricity, primarily that's from natural gas. So the most important fuel we have in this country right now is natural gas.
Yeah, and we're sending that over to Europe because Russia cut off the natural gas supply, so we can expect our natural gas supply to be smaller and the prices to go up. Class, we've been working feverishly on the campground at Natural Farms here, and we want to make the camping experience really exceptional for our guests. So if you're interested, just send me an email. Instructor@usaprepares.com. And if you have any suggestions on what you think we should be teaching, if we're missing anything, we'd love to know that as well. Bert, thank you so much for being with us.
You got it, Vince.
Radio. Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.